Us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this hump day Wednesday, July 16th, 2025 edition. Again, this segment brought to you by Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sault Ste. Marie. Dr. Jeff having some family issues to deal with this morning, couldn't join us this morning. He will be here next Wednesday. If you would like to call the Sioux Animal Hospital, schedule an appointment, be able to get your animal in to see Dr. Jeff, you can give him a call at 906-635-5910. Sioux Animal Hospital. S-A-H. Store that in your phone. Be able to give him a call. Schedule an appointment. Highly recommend Dr. Jeff and the folks, his entire team up there at the Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie. Greatly appreciate them and everything they do for us. Now, one of the other stories that I was kind of interested in was the political campaigns regarding the upcoming U.S. Senate race. Why is this important so early, you may ask? Well, it's an indicator, very interesting indicator, as to what could potentially happen next year. Starting this early, basically a year before the primary is going to be August 4th next year, is that the candidates announced and thinking about announcing is going to be very interesting to see who is serious about getting the money together to get their message out. If the question was asked, who had the best fundraising numbers among Michigan's 2026 U.S. Senate candidates during this second quarter, the answer isn't clear-cut. Announced candidate already on the Republican side, Mike Rogers, is boasting fundraising from two accounts to claim that he raised $1.5 million from April 1st to June 30th. If only Rogers' traditional U.S. Senate campaign account is considered, however, he was actually outraised by $1,515 by U.S. Congressman Bill Huizenga, who isn't even official candidate yet. Huizenga raised, listen to this quarter, second quarter of this year, $746,685. According to filings due yesterday to the Federal Election Commissions, while Rogers' official campaign reported $745,170. Do you guys think Bill Huizenga is going to announce for U.S. Senate? I do. I don't know Bill that well. I know his voting record is not liked that much by former conservative state representative and former Republican National Committee man Dave Ajema. However, I think he's a lot better than Mike Rogers. I at least know that Bill Huizenga lives in Zeeland, Michigan. Meanwhile, Rogers lives in Florida. So much for that. But according to the money campaign finance reports that were due yesterday, these are the numbers. Now, on the Democrat side, U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens, Democrat of Birmingham, reported 2.8 million. More than 2.145 million reported by Senator Mallory McMorrow, Democrat of Royal Oak. But 1.5 million of Stevens Hall came from her own U.S. House campaign. Stevens reported raising $391,948 from her U.S. House account and $1.2 million from new U.S. Senate donations, giving her basically $1.6 million in new money raised in this second quarter. Well, McMorrow on her Twitter X account kind of was already going after Mike Rogers, ignoring Stevens and others. She's acting like she's already the Democrat nominee. She posted on her Twitter X account, quote, "Holy crap, everybody. Mike Rogers just announced his fundraising for this quarter, so it's official. We have outraised every single other candidate in the field, including a current member of Congress, somebody who has already run statewide, and the Republican Mike Rogers, who just ran last Senate cycle. We did that, you and me. We did it together, and we did it without a single dime from corporate PAC dollars." Kind of gigging Rogers as well as Stevens, her Democrat opponent. Rogers put out two press releases yesterday extolling $1.5 million raised for his campaign this cycle. But half of it came from a joint account called Team Rogers, which is separate from his candidate committee and is a PAC. Rogers' spokesperson said Chuck Schumer and his Democrat cronies are so scared of Mike Rogers, they're trying to convince you that $745,170 and $778,615 don't add up to $1.523 million. Fact check, they do, according to Rogers' spokesperson Elisa Brulette. She went on to say, and this is kind of interesting, just as the Democrats want to convince you that men should participate in women's sports, illegals should be allowed to vote, the government should be allowed to tell you what kind of car to drive, and that Joe Biden knew what the auto pen was while he was in the White House, the left will do anything to distract from the fact that Mike Rogers outraised their leading candidate, Haley Stevens. Outraised her. Now, the reason they're saying that is even though Stevens reported 2.8 million, she got a ton of money from her own House account. So we'll see where this goes. It's tit for tat for right now. Now, one of the other interesting notes on this, Mallory McMorrow is a state senator from Royal Oak. Her cash on hand is less than the Democrat Abdul El-Sayed, who reported raising $1.8 million, spending about $700,000 and having $1.1 million in the bank. And one of the oddities of this reporting cycle, El Syed actually raised more money than Stevens, but has less cash on hand than she does. El Syed raised less than McMorrow, but he has more cash on hand than she does. Huizenga, bottom line, Bill Huizenga, the Republican, is sitting on cash on hand, $1.382 million. If he decides to pull the trigger on the U.S. Senate run, well, he's going to absolutely have the money to start a campaign. Now, a fourth Democratic U.S. Senate candidate, former Speaker Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit, he only raised $192,821. He spent half of it and now only has $70,212 cash on hand. Joe, drop out now. You're not going to compete with these women. There is no energy for your campaign. Don't continue to be an embarrassment to yourself. Time to move on. Now, one of the interesting stories, we'll get to this real quick. Do I have enough time? I think I do. The crazy, weird, barely able to speak English, some compare him to me, U.S. Congressman Sri Thanadar of Detroit, bigfooted into his reelection campaign by writing himself another check for $1.7 million. He now has $7.88 million in the bank, along with other loans that he's made to his campaign. Two cycles ago, $11.47 million he's loaned to his campaign since he ran two cycles ago. Thanadar, the founder of Ovamine Analytical Services, an Ann Arbor-based chemical testing lab, raised $32,003 this quarter for our other candidates. He's being primary challenged by State Representative Donovan McKinney of Detroit and State Senator Adam Howler. Final segment of our number one. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Wrapping up these campaign finance reports that were due yesterday. Down in the U.S. Congressional District race, District 10, currently occupied, being held by U.S. Congressman John James. He's not running for re-election to Congress, not yet. Why? Because he claims to be running for governor. So, Democrats are lining up to run for that seat. In the Macomb County-based District 10, Eric Chung, a former U.S. Commerce official, reported raising $606,000 in the second quarter. More then Pontiac Mayor Tim Grimes, $400,000, and former prosecutor candidate Christina Hines. She raised $260,000. Combined, the five Democrats in the race raised $1.2 million and have that as cash on hand. James, not running for re-election, has two Republicans who have filed to run to take his place, but they got into the race recently and didn't even file a report for the past quarter. Funny, they don't even mention the names of these two Republicans who have filed. Don't know who they are, have no idea who they are, and how much money they're going to have into their campaign. So we'll have to wait for the next quarterly report. Now, interesting couple of things happening in the 7th, excuse me, 1 second. In the 7th Congressional District, Bridget Brink, former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, claims of having $503,475 into her race when she only filed 12 days before the reporting cycle report was due. Brink, a first-time candidate, announced her candidacy on June the 18th. A risky move considering the end of the reporting cycle was June 30th. She's logged 543 contributions in only 12 days while only taking on $20,000 in debt. Bridget Brink, 7th Congressional District. Very, very interesting. Well, her potential general election opponent, Republican current congressman in Washington, Tom Barrett, had the strongest quarter of any 2026 Michigan congressional candidate, incumbent or challenger. He raised double the amount of Brink, the Democrat, $1.045 million, and now has $1.4 million in the bank. Basically, about three times what his potential Democrat challenger is trying to raise. Very, very interesting race, this Bridget Brink and the team that she's put together thinking that she can beat Tom Barrett. I don't think it's going to happen. I know President Trump is going to endorse him, and I know he's going to raise a ton of money. So I don't know. This is going to be an interesting one to watch. The one that's really interesting is John James, the 10th Congressional District. Is he going to drop out of running for governor after talking with Donald Trump? File, plenty enough time to file that he is running for re-election? Well, we shall see. Now, a couple other Michigan congresspeople, kind of interesting to keep an eye on them. The absolute fireball, U.S. Congressman Lisa McLean of Romeo. She is the chair of the House Republican Conference. She had her best fundraising quarter in her professional career, raising almost $1 million, and has $1.46 million. More than Barrett by just a little bit, and just under the leader of the U.S. Congress delegation, Congressman John Molinar. Molinar has $1.64 million in the bank. So it appears that the Michigan congressional delegation is able to raise a ton of money, making it so that they'll probably win re-election next year. So it's very, very interesting, these campaign finance reports. Why? Because it takes money to get your message out, to get your name recognition, to get people to know who to vote for. If you don't raise the money, you don't get the message out, you lose your race. Basically, it's that simple. Hour number two today's show, we're going to be moving on other stories to look at. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him.